Promise Boys. Written by Nick Brooks. Read by Rainier Cortez, Christopher Hampton, Alfred Vines, Hannah Church, Suhaila Elatar Young, Maria Liatis, Anthony Michael Lopez, Ileana Marianis, Brad Sanders, Jamie Lincoln Smith, Sania Willisi, and Henriette Zutomu.
I've noticed a fascinating phenomenon in my 25 years of teaching, that schools and schooling are increasingly irrelevant to the great enterprises of the planet. No one believes anymore that scientists are trained in science classes or politicians in civics classes or poets in English classes. The truth is that schools don't really teach anything except how to obey orders. This is a great mystery to me because thousands of humane, caring people work in schools as teachers and aides and administrators, but the abstract logic of the institution overwhelms their individual contributions. Although teachers do care and do work very hard, the institution is psychopathic. It has no conscience. It rings a bell, and the young man in the middle of writing a poem must close his notebook and move to a different cell where he must memorize that man and monkeys derive from a common ancestor.
John Taylor Gatto, Why Schools Don't Educate.
Breaking news. Beloved principal killed at 43. D.C. police are investigating a homicide in Northeast D.C. Mr. Kenneth Moore, founder and principal of Urban Promise Prep, was shot to death on school premises on Friday, October 10. He was a beloved member of the community. A co-worker found Moore's body early Friday evening and called 911. When officers arrived, they discovered Moore with a single gunshot wound to the temple. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Detectives have been working to establish a suspect or suspects and motive in this case, and it's reported they have already detained three students for questioning. Anyone with information is asked to call the District of Columbia Police Department's Homicide Unit at 202-555-4925. A reward of up to $65,000 is offered to anyone who provides information leading to an arrest and indictment in this case. Part 1. JB. Present day.
Nobody. Urban Promise Prep student. Rumor has it a student brought a gun to school the day of the murder. You didn't hear that from me.
Kiana Glenn. Anacostia High School student. We can't believe the things we see. We can only believe the things we feel. I thought I could believe in JB because I could feel how much he liked me. Or at least I thought I could, until he stood me up. The day after we got so close. When he had told me he'd meet me after school and we'd go to the game together. That we'd be together, officially. He swore he was different. Not like other guys. Better than them. And against my gut feeling, he convinced me to trust him. And maybe I still do. But my head's a mess. And I don't know anything right now. Ugh, I feel like such a fool. I got used. Or tricked. Now I feel bad about myself. And that ain't fair. Even thinking about it pisses me off. Every time I close my eyes, the night plays over and over again. Me dragging myself to the game all alone, ready to confront JB. But when I arrived, I saw him covered in blood. I froze right there in the school doorway. We both did. Everything I'd wanted to scream at him bubbled up, getting stuck in my mouth. The blood. My thoughts raced. Did he get hurt? Was that the reason he hadn't picked me up like he said he would? Is that why he hadn't called or texted me back? It wasn't my fault, he whispered, while trying to catch his breath. He then took off. He clearly wasn't injured.